When the senators convened, Greenfin told them that there was nothing more he could do. Some senators suggested that they tell the truth to the islanders. Those proposals died in committee. Lindy searched for better answers. He asked the island's brilliant economist, Brent Barnacle, to take over at the bank. "No problem, sir," said Barnacle. "The citizens have lost confidence. If we spend more of our fish reserve notes now, we can restore that lost faith, and the people will start spending for themselves. If I have to, I'll drop the fish reserve notes from the palm trees." Some of the senators were a bit confused. Although none of them had Barnacle's economic training, some had the feeling that the problem stemmed from spending too much to begin with. Buddy Goldfish tried to talk some sense, but no one would listen. Fortunately, the tough choices were avoided by a neat twist of fate. Suddenly, the Senate door was flung open, and one of the island's far-flung ambassadors barged into the chamber with some very strange-looking people. The ambassador had discovered an island across the eastern sea called Sinopia, where all the citizens still fished entirely by hand. Lacking the benefits of a free and developed economy, Sinopia struggled under the autocratic rule of an all-powerful king who had subjected his people to whimsical experiments in social structure. In Sinopia, all citizens were required to fish, but their catch did not belong to them. Instead, fish were turned over to the king, who then decided which subjects deserved to get some back. When the Sinopian king noticed that the diligence of some of the fishermen began to lag, he decreed that they all sing together patriotically while they fished. Those who forgot the words, or hit a sour note, would not be fed until they learned how to carry the tune. Although this system did not produce much fish per capita, those in control did take a very significant portion of what was caught. So while the king and his court dined on ocean delicacies, the average Sinopian got by on half a fish per day. Much like Usonia before the first development of capital, Sinopia had no savings, no bank, no credit, and no business. From the Usonian perspective, the Sinopian economy was still stuck in the Dark Ages. To his credit, the Sinopian king was savvy enough to realize that his island was going nowhere fast. Upon hearing the tales of Usonia, the king was impressed by the luxurious lifestyle of its citizens, as well as the island's advanced system of banking, credit, and commerce. He was determined to bring the same level of prosperity to his island. After observing how the ocean-wide economy functioned, the king surmised that possession of fish reserve notes was the key to advancement. Indeed, he was aware that the notes were used as money across the entire ocean. The Bongobians accepted fish reserve notes as payment for their bongos, and the dervishers took them in exchange for their coconut oil products. Sensing that the possession of the notes would allow his island greater access to the transoceanic economy, the Sinopian ambassador offered to exchange fish caught by his citizens for fish reserve notes. The senators looked at the Sinopians in disbelief. Then they looked at each other in giddy wonder. Could it be so easy? Access to fresh fish in exchange for pieces of paper? Without hesitation, Lindy B. stepped forward and agreed to their terms. Usonia would generously open the island's markets to Sinopian fish imports. And by the way, when could they start unloading the fish? But before they drew up the paperwork, the Sinopian ambassador asked for reassurance that fish reserve notes would always have real value. "No worries," said Lindy B. "Anytime you want real fish for those notes, you just mosey up to our bank's fish window and we'll be happy to give you whatever you need. Just take a look around. Does it look like we're short of fish?" The treaty was signed and the Sinopian fish were delivered. In exchange, Lindy handed over a couple of stacks of freshly printed notes. Barely containing a chuckle, he offered some parting advice. "Be careful with these fellas. These things are very hard to come by." Turning to the head banker, he said, "Hey, Barnacle, let's get these fish over to the bank before we open for business." The relieved bank president needed no convincing. "No problem, sir. I've got a team of fish technicians waiting in the vault. They're ready to slice and dice these babies as soon as they arrive. All the depositors will get their fish today. And unlike yesterday, there will be plenty of meat on the bones." And so a new chapter of Usonia's economy history was born. Every day brought a new cargo canoe from Sinopia to make a deposit of fish, and every day the Sinopians got a new pile of fish reserve notes in exchange.